What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. Some cool things have gone down this week. The Honda YouTube Challenge is only a couple weeks away, and we got some more stuff to talk about. Let's get in this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for tuning in yet again for another week. If this is the first time you're joining, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. Essentially, what I'm trying to do here is go over the highlights of what's gone on here on YouTube in the Honda universe and go over them into one cohesive episode so you can stay up to date whether you have school, family, friends, kids, whatever you have to do week to week, and actually stay involved with the community here on the channel and in the community here on YouTube. I'm not sure what actually happened last week. I have no idea what happened. YouTube just left my video at 360p and then eventually like it wouldn't even load. So thank you to all the people that came back again Tuesday when I re-uploaded it. Everything seemed to work fine then, so appreciate all you guys hitting me up. It means a lot, and I'm glad we were actually able to re-watch the video yet again together. And all of you guys in Premiere right now that were there last week, thank you so much for sticking out. The 360p game is real. Appreciate ya. That said, I figured I'd throw back the Above and Beyond hat. I haven't worn this thing in a while, so I figured I'd throw it on today. But like I said, guys, we're only a couple weeks away from the Honda YouTube channel. I believe it's February 23rd out there in Mississippi. There's a lot of channels right now, last minute, getting everything started. SP Tuning is breaking in the motor. La Vaca is also getting the alignment ready together right now. I know Dana is getting ready for a very long drive, having the CRX being all-wheel drive right now. And I think a bunch of other people are ready to drive like a 1,400-mile trip there. So props to you guys. Like I said, February 23rd, Mississippi. I'll try to cover as much as I can. I'm really excited that all or so many of you guys are going to be there. I'd love to see all of your angles. It's going to be an awesome time, especially for the YouTube content and just for the guys out there building their cars to see who can go the fastest and hopefully drive home. With that said, I wanted to kick this off with some channels that we haven't talked about in the past. And to start off, I'm going with Flawless Culture.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Flawless Culture video. So today we're going to be taking the engine out of the Type R. I've got my Honda expert with me.
These guys are in the UK. It's also really awesome. He's got an EP3 Type R. In the latest video, he's actually pulling the engine out of it, getting it refreshed, and doing a bunch of other things to the chassis. I think something actually went wrong with the motor, so definitely check out the latest video. He's got plenty of content, and it's EP3 content. I believe you and Adam are the only people, aside with Tom Peck, who have EP3s. Redline Racer is another channel that also has an EP3, so keep the EP3s alive, whether it's just the SI, Type R, whatever you had, I'm really excited to see this chassis live on. Following that, we got the guy everybody knows, Goofy Foot Shane.
All right, guys, so I got my pistons here. It's from PFI Speed Pistons from Barry. And PFI Speed Outlaw Pistons. Oh yeah, got my Eastlink 3 aluminum rods, GRP. So I've got my one in here now. Sorry, I'm bad with the camera. Got my one in here now. And
it's really cool that Shane has started his channel. Obviously, you guys know he's out there with PFI building cars on the side with his dad, Brent. But really happy that you started your own channel. It's absolutely growing. More people need to subscribe. You have an awesome H22 you're building right now with PFI Speed pistons, aluminum rods. Definitely going to put down some power. Really awesome that you're starting your channel, man. I can't wait to see how much this motor puts down. All right, guys, with that said, I want to kick this off with the people that we have talked about and go over what's been going on right now in the community as we speak right now. And I want to kick this off with K-Bros. A lot of you guys know these guys. They're out there in Florida. Cool group of guys. A lot of K-Series parts. And in the latest video, they're getting new custom exhaust that sounds amazing for the red EK hatch. I'm really excited for you, man. I'm really happy. This has been a long time coming. Now you can kind of get everything kind of molded together, finally finish up the build, you know, but get everything going. So props to you, man. If you're not following K-Bros, absolutely check them out. They have a bunch of cool content, a lot of great cars, and just positive energy. Next up, we got Young Static with the all-wheel drive CRX. It's amazing that you've put this much effort and time into the car. In one of your latest videos, you actually got the custom drive shaft lengthened, well, replaced, not so much lengthened, and you got the CRX all together. You were able to do a couple pulls right there in your driveway, and you know what? I'm really excited to know you're going to get this all buttoned up and I believe boosted in the next couple days in order to actually get it out to Mississippi, because Built to Drive was exactly that. This CRX was built to drive there and back without any issues. So props to you, man. You've put in tons and tons of effort. And I will say that it's going to be sad knowing that the H22 CRX is on its way to a new owner right now. It's had a great run. You did what you could. You put in a lot of elbow grease in that car. You got to 10s, and you know, 2019 new build on its way. I'm very excited. Next up, we got Suicide CRX. Hayden, aka Meticulous, working out there in Colorado on an LS swapped rear wheel drive Civic hatch. This is going to be awesome. There's not many of these. A lot of you guys are out there going all wheel drive, and Hayden's like, screw it, we're going rear wheel drive. And we're throwing an LS in it. So I'm really excited for this. Absolutely be following along on Hayden's channel, Suicide CRX. It's gonna be awesome. Following that, we got the favorite Zosh, constantly breaking Christina, but also fixing it. In the latest video, you know that he broke a bolt already with the alternator relocation kit, but he got a new one, wants to replace the water pump and everything else that goes along with that. So with growing pains of getting Christina to be an actual reliable K-swapped Integra before we throw the head on the car, he got everything buttoned up in there, did everything he had to make sure that the bolts aren't gonna snap in the future. In vlogs long ago, he actually black wrinkle painted the actual water pump cover on the block, so that's a really nice touch, man. Really happy that nothing's stopping you, you're getting everything together, and I know you got a stockpile of videos out there, so I'm really waiting for the rest of them to drop. Following that, we got some suspension work out there at Bodie Vision with Project Pepto. No one's really doing this, at least right now on YouTube, and it's professional, and it's really crazy cantilever exhaust in the rear of the Integra. He went to a truck fabrication place that kind of helped him fabricate some stuff, but it's really awesome to know that you want to take it one step further. You know, when you got Project Pepto and had bags in it, you took those out, you had to borrow some suspension so you can move it around, and now you're going with some crazy cantilever rear exhaust. Absolutely follow Bodie Vision if you're interested in this kind of thing. I know I totally am. And to know that he's building it all himself right there at the shop, it's going to be really exciting. Next up, we got Humble Performance. And a lot of people here on YouTube did like a 2018 recap of what's actually gone on this year. And so they finally sat down while a lot of people in the shop are kind of on vacation, taking a little time for themselves. They kind of wanted to go over a lot of the builds and a lot of the highlights that happened here in 2018. Humble Performance definitely came out with quality out of the box. I know that they've already kind of had a video production background, so when they actually hit, they started doing car reviews of cars they built, so it kind of changed the dynamic of shop content to actual like higher production videos. So I'm really happy that you guys made a video sitting down, kind of going over everything that happened this year. Doesn't matter if it's well into February or anything like that. I'm really excited that you sat down to cover all of the projects and all of the people that were involved with making Humble Performance. Following that, we got John Widmer of Garage Built Hondas. This guy is the like master of comparing power to just something that we can digest. He's out there with his EF hatch with a B20 or a D-Series. In his latest video, he has a Turbo Prelude. And just with the camera work that he has is always great, because you see the side shot, the in front shot, and you actually do rolls, you know, like 20 second gear or 30 another gear. You get to actually see a good comparison to something that a lot of us have. It could be like a B20 hatch or a D-Series hatch, and you kind of get to go and see it compared to a Turbo Prelude. You don't get to see those things very often, so it's really cool to see where you stack up. And man, you're like the king of showing what like most people have compared to like a giant power machine. A Turbo H22, we all know, makes tons of power, but it's really awesome to know that even if you have a B20 EF, you're not that far behind. Next up, we got Boosted Boys, and Hondaroo 2.0 is back at it again. In the latest video, you got to see Emilio actually take the block that they sent out quite some time ago. It's back, CSS'd, everything looks amazing. Power that this K-powered Subaru is about to put down with actually a fully built block is going to be intense. There are some fully built blocks on Boosted Boys, but this one's literally like every single part is about to be just maxed out to make insane power. The Honda powered Subaru is literally gonna be just something we've never seen before. It'd be insane if you guys hit like 1,000 horsepower, but to all four wheels, I can't wait. All right, next we got Deadbeat Garage out from a hiatus. Bravis is back and I'm really, really excited for this because the khaki Civic is making a return, but you're showing what you had to do to actually get to this point. In the first couple videos of you actually starting, you had to remodel the garage, paint the walls, get everything set up, because for you to actually be able to sit down and work and create what you actually want to do, you needed the garage to be at like, you know, Deadbeat Garage spec, so that you can actually get down in dirty and work. But I'm really also excited to say that you picked up a new car, you got an E36, you wanna venture into the drift world. That's totally cool, man. I totally respect that. You got an awesome deal. It's something completely different. So if you get kinda, you know, bored with what you're working on right now with the hatch, you have something else to kinda, you know, get the creativity going. Happy you're back. Next up, we got eBay Turbo. I've talked about this channel quite some time ago. He was actually building a G23. He had a couple Vitara builds. Right now, he's got his Vitara build fully working right now on the street, 18 PSI, and it's really, really been a long time, man. I'm really happy of all the information that you've given out, and I'm really also excited to know that this Vitara build is literally doing 18 PSI. It boogies, man. Really happy you continue to make videos. Next up, as I said earlier, we got Yost built out there with La Vaca, getting an alignment, getting cooling all set up, because like I said, the Honda YouTube challenge is on its way and La Vaca's out there and it's trying to turn heads. Yost built kind of one of those guys that's able to make anything out of nothing, just a bunch of random Honda parts, building an engine, doing everything he can to make the most power out of random Honda parts, and I really, really respect that. I'm really happy that it's light as it is, it's making the power that it's going to make, and I'm really excited to see how fast it actually goes down the track. All right, guys, last but not least, we got SP Tuning. I think Pablo's been sick for quite some time, so he actually had to take a minute off, but I'm really happy that you're back. You're breaking in the all-wheel drive CRX that you're taking to the track. Your latest video actually showing you what you do personally to break in a new motor. SP Tuning is one of those channels that you definitely go to when you're trying to look at how to build things internally. He's up there with Serg Motive, you know, just trying to figure out how you can make the most in your garage with your two hands. Definitely has very good breaking down videos of engine building. So I'm really happy you're back, man. The car is turning out amazing. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all in Premiere right now that are watching. It's so awesome to know that you're all here. Honda YouTube challenge on its way. Definitely check it out. I'll put the information that I have down in the description below. It is a couple weeks away. A lot of you guys are hustling right now. Some cars are finally getting together, finishing pieces. Tires are getting ordered. So props to you guys for grinding. I'll see you guys next week. Definitely check out hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, a hoodie, a sticker, anything you guys need. I got you. Let me know. Thank you all for tuning in for yet again another week. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.